Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Guys, I'm welcoming you out for the show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money, but you're ready for your money, start working harder for you now. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity today, not 30 or 40 bazillion years from now, but right now. So you can live that life that you love, doing what you love with those that you love. But guys, more importantly, it's about creating a ripple effect by being a rippler in other people's lives. Because as you're blessed financially, you can bless more lives too. And guys, thank you for allowing me to create that ripple effect through you, because man, this show has been growing like crazy. We have like tripled our numbers in the last few weeks. You guys have been binging and following, and it's been so awesome being able to be with you guys and serve you. So thank you so much for giving me that opportunity. Hey, speaking of which, check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's great information on there. You can even get access sometimes to my little email updates and resources that I give. And if you haven't done so, subscribe to our show on Apple's, you know, give us a little review, and even check out our YouTube channel. We got the Money Ripples Chris Miles channel that you could check out there. So go check that out.
Hey, how would you love to earn up to 10% on your money every year while also helping people stay in their homes? Guys, that's exactly what the fund with American Homeowner Preservation allows you to do. You can invest with as little as $100. And be able to use that money to help people stay in their homes by being able to refinance so they can stay in the homes with the families that they love. And guys, this is only open now until November 5th, until it's closed for the rest of the year. So if you want to learn more information about this, go check out their website, www.fundingahp.com. That's F-U-N-D-I-N-G-A-H-P as in American Homeowner Preservation.com. Check it out.
So guys, today I've been thinking a lot over the weekend, and I've been thinking about different people I've talked to over the last 4 weeks, whether they're clients or even potential clients and things like that. And I'll tell you that in this world right now, there are so many voices, so many people with opinions, so much going on out there. And it's really hard to determine, especially in the financial world, who to listen to, right? Because let's be honest. Now, granted, I think I've got the coolest listeners in the world. I am biased, right? But I know that you guys are trying to do something extraordinary, right? You don't want just that average, ordinary life. You don't want that status quo, right? And that's why you're here. You're here to learn something different, because of all the advice out there, think about it. There's most of the advice out there, the financial advice is all the same, isn't it? It's always save everything you can, spend very little, right? Live cheap, you know, cancel out that latte factor, as David Bach would say, pay off all your debt, like David Ramsey would say, and buy a bunch of mutual funds, like Susie Orman would say. And they would tell you these things to essentially just put your money away forever, because let that miracle of compound interest, that eighth wonder of the world, as people misquote Einstein as saying, they'll throw out that stuff there all the time. And you're just expected to believe it. You're supposed to load up that 401k, get the match. And by the way, we've already done shows about why the stock market is a gamble, why it's not a real assets when you invest in stocks, why the 401k, even with the match, is never going to be enough. Right? We talked about that before. We even talked about how real estate will beat a 401k with a match, hands down, easily, especially based on average returns. But despite all that evidence, and by the way, I learned that evidence because over the last 20 years now, you know, since I started being a financial advisor, I did that for 4 years and then left that space about 15 years ago. And what I realized very quickly in those 4 years is that everything was based on guessing. It was all guessing and theory. And even if they try to say, hey, well, look back in time of what's been able to be created in people's lives, the truth is that the returns weren't that great. And people that I was getting after decades of advice still weren't in a very great position. They weren't financially free. They weren't able to retire. And more importantly, no financial advisor that I worked with, including myself, was financially free off the advice that we were giving and following, including investing in our own mutual funds. And yes, I did buy mutual funds. I bought IULs and things like that, you know, and even before they were popular. And even then I couldn't retire. So why do we expect that we're going to retire? Here's my main key point for you guys. And this is something that you should ingrain in your brain forever. And that I didn't expect that to rhyme, but that's kind of cool. I want this ingrained in your brain forever. And it's this, is you cannot expect to have an extraordinary life taking ordinary advice. Let me say that again. You cannot expect to have an extraordinary life taking ordinary advice. If you want different results, it's going to require you doing things differently than the masses, than the status quo. The masses have been telling us for years to do the same thing over and over and over and buying these mutual funds because that's what all the financial institutions are paying marketing money for you to believe, right? It's not about whether it works or not. It hasn't worked. Look around. People are not retiring off their IRAs and 401ks. And even if you do find those people, and I tell you, I've been around a long time. I've talked to thousands and thousands of people with various situations, some that agree with me and some and many that disagree with me. And here's the thing, is that I have yet to see someone who actually saved their way to financial freedom, actually saved their way. Now, that being said, I have found people that have made a crap load of money in either a very high paying job, or they sold a business or inherited money and then had that money invested to create money for them. But for somebody saving $100, $200, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 a month, right? That kind of saving that most financial advisors have been telling you to do, I have yet once to find somebody financially free. I'll give you an example. I found somebody who was, I thought, might have been the exception just this last year. This guy was retired. He's now in his late 70s. And he said, yeah, I've done it. We were having like this little financial class together. And he said, yeah, I actually was able to retire. Here's the thing. When we started to dig in deeper, because some of the other classmates said, well, how'd you do it? Right? They ignored me, who actually was retired twice now before I was 40 years old. But they went right to the guy in his 70s. They said, how did you do it? He said, well, yeah, I saved the mutual funds. Oh yeah, and by the way, I have a pension from the military when I was, you know, because he was actually in the Vietnam War, or maybe it was Korean War. He was in the military around that period of time. So he had a pension from that. He had money coming in, another pension from another company he worked for. So he had two separate pensions, which by the way, those of us, even us in our 40s and even 50s, we can't expect to get a pension. Hardly ever. If you get, I mean, I talked to somebody last week who actually is expecting a pension from the university. I thought that was awesome. But again, we don't count on that money because you can't count on that money. You don't know what's going to change until you actually have it in hand. And even when you do, could they change the rules on you as time goes on? Possibly, right? So anyways, so yeah, he had two pensions and Social Security, of course. So he had Social Security coming in. And so what was interesting is when COVID hit and there was that big drop in the market, he started panicking a little bit because he lost 20% of his portfolio. Now, granted, it didn't affect his retirement at all, but he said, oh, that's a lot of money to lose. That's scary. And it kind of put in perspective for him. Guys, here's the thing. The evidence shows over and over and over. Again, as a financial advisor, I couldn't find somebody who was financially free. And as a financial advisor, I couldn't find any other financial advisors financially free living and investing in these mutual funds. Ever, guys, ever. And again, if I find somebody who I know that was kind of close, there's a few guys that I would say were financial advisors, have been it for a few decades or so. But here's the thing, is that they didn't make money, again, saving everything that they've been teaching. The integrity is not the same. They're making their money, again, from business, making huge amounts of money in the business, and then throwing that money in there. Now, if they were honest, right, or I wouldn't say honest, they're being honest, right, in what they're saying, but if they were in full integrity, they'd say, listen, the best way to do it is to start a business, make lots of money at business, and then put that money away to then maybe make a few percent a year off of your mutual funds. That's really what they should be saying. But they're not. They're saying, hey, if you just pack your money into these things forever, eventually you'll be able to retire. And the truth is, you can't. You know, like I said in that 401k example, right? You'd have to be putting away $150,000 a year for the next 20 years to retire in 20 years and live in a very middle-class $60,000 a year type of lifestyle. Guys, that is not a life. And so again, I repeat, You cannot live an extraordinary life taking ordinary advice. That ordinary advice has been proven not to work, but they keep teaching it as if it has. But the truth is, it hasn't. It hasn't worked based on that alone. There's other factors in play at play. Like I said, you can make millions and millions of dollars in your job or in your business, save every penny, live very cheap, and maybe you might be able to make it. But the question is, are you truly free? Do you really feel like, hey, I don't have to worry about markets. I don't have to worry about anything. I am set. Do you really have freedom, or are you just maybe financially independent because of other factors besides the market? Here's the thing, guys. Like I said, who are you listening to? If you're looking for financial advice, why are you listening to people that haven't been able to do it themselves? If you're looking for financial freedom, why are you talking to people that are essentially salespeople in suits trying to sell you financial products? If they're trying to sell you mutual funds, ask them, hey, are you financially free off of these? Off of these, not off the commissions you're earning off me, but actually investing in these. Could you stop working right now and do this? Can they answer that with a positive yes? I guarantee they will say no. And I guarantee you already know they will say no. So why are we listening to that advice, thinking that somehow that's going to be the trick to financial freedom? You know, I talked to somebody last week, it's a husband. And I know many of you guys have been in the situation. Sometimes it's the wife, sometimes it's the husband, right? In fact, two people I've talked to in the last week where the one spouse is kind of on board with this information, right? They're like, I get it. I see it, Chris. And I can see the possibility. I don't know exactly how to invest. You know, one of them's learning to figure out how to invest. We're looking at things with real estate because she's a client of mine. While the other guy, he's not a client yet, but he wants to be. The problem is he can't get his spouse on board to buy into this because she's been hearing this ordinary advice for so long that she's like, yeah, but they tell me this. And I don't know, it seems risky putting money in real estate when I should just put it in mutual funds, because that's what everybody's doing. Here's the thing. It might be what everybody's doing, but it's 100% guarantee of failure, not of success, of failure. Where real estate historically has been proven that it works over and over and over. Look at people that actually are free. And this is what I did. This is why I left being a financial advisor in 2006. When I found people that were financially free, they weren't free investing in mutual funds. They mocked mutual funds. They made fun of it. They were smarter than the average Joe. I assume that you're here, you're smarter than the average Joe. That's why you're here, right? The average Joes, they go to listen to people like Dave Ramsey, right? They go listen to that crap. You know, again, good guy, good advice if somebody is broke, if someone needs Spenders Anonymous, right? Spendaholics Anonymous, right? But that's not you. I presume that's not where you are. If you are a spendaholic, maybe you should go listen to Dave Ramsey. Get that under control first, then come back. But guys, this is not remedial finance here. This is at least I would call this financial freedom 101 to 202, because we actually do get into some strategies. 101, because we teach the basic principles you got to understand. And then 202, because then from there, you got to actually act upon it, right? And that's where it is. We're not looking at remedial kind of, you know, like beyond beginners financial freedom here. This is financial freedom 101 and 202 right here. And it takes you to that step. It's not just knowledge, but it's also taking action to achieve it too, right? And that's what we're really talking about here, because guys, I've done it twice. Like I said, I've done it. Now, did I do it just off real estate investing? No, I have business residual streams of income I created too that helped with that. That helped accelerate the progress. However, could I still do it off the investments? Yes. You know, I could still do it off the investments. Do I have to keep working doing this stuff? No. Guys, 4 years ago, I actually got out of the rat race again for the second time. And I don't need the money. The funny thing is all you guys want to keep hiring me to show you how to do it, right? This is why I do the podcast. They teach the majority of you. And then the few of the proud are the ones that actually go and reach out and say, Chris, I think I'm ready to take that next step, whether with you or with your team. I need to figure this out. But guys, that's the thing, is that I'm coming from a place of actually having been there, done that, and doing it today. And it doesn't matter if it's financial advice, business advice, or whatever it is, you need to listen to that advice of those that have actually been there, done that, and still doing it. Not just been there, done that once, accidentally, 20, 30 years ago, but someone who's actually doing it now. That is the key advice you should be listening to, guys. That's, if you want to actually get extraordinary results, you need to listen to extraordinary advice. You need to have a team that upgrades around you. guys, I've had to keep upgrading my team as years went on. Just like I upgraded my business team, the people that helped me produce these podcasts. If you've listened to me for many, many years, you've heard a gradual upgrade in these podcasts, right? It's because as you go up in levels, you got to keep upgrading with your team, CPAs, attorneys, everything else, got to upgrade. If you don't upgrade your team, if you keep the same status quo, ordinary people, as amazing of a heart as they might have and as amazing of intentions as they might have, if they are not at that level, how do you expect to get there too? You can't. You got to bring your team with you. Otherwise, they will drag you down and keep you at mediocre status. Guys, I'm not wasting my breath here to try to teach you this stuff and let you just fall on deaf ears. I want you to live and experience that kind of freedom I have too. And guys, for all of you, that is absolutely 100% achievable and possible. And there's definite steps you can implement to get there. Again, it's not just the philosophy. You got to understand the philosophy first. And yes, if you're a married couple and you haven't quite got there, this podcast might be your ticket. And I get it. Maybe your spouse is like, oh, I don't like him. Great. If you don't like me, don't like me. I don't care. You know, that's fine. I'm still going to be free whether you like me or not. But the reason I'm doing this is because I want you to be free too. I want you to experience those results. I want you to buy more years of your life back so you actually have time with your family before they're gone having their own families. I want you to experience freedom now while you can, because the only thing we have is today, right? It says live your life, where it says right there behind me, live your life today or live your life now, not tomorrow, right? I'm trying to read this in reverse mirror image, but yeah, live your life now, not tomorrow. That's the thing, guys, is that what can we do to get those things changing today? Guys, again, I appreciate so much. Share this, teach this, help understand this. If you're having a hard time getting this into your brain, try to teach it. You know, and now if you're trying to teach your spouse, it may not be the best thing because they might think you're crazy. But try to teach it to someone. You know, it might be a coworker or a friend and say, hey, I wanted to hash this out. Can you listen to this to me and help me understand this? I want to try to understand this and have a discussion together. And when you do that with these shows, it's amazing what you can create. And it's amazing the discussions you have and actually elevates all of you. That's what I did, guys. That's what I did in 2006 is I started bringing some friends up with me because I was just trying to get it out and teach it. I didn't understand it fully. I was stumbling around. But when I got it, then it got it. And then I was able to internalize it and apply it. And there is where the power is, right? It's not about what you know. It's what you're able to apply that makes all the difference in your life. So guys, apply this knowledge, use it to the best of your ability. If you have questions, you can always reach out to us through moneyripples.com. But guys, I want you to make it a wonderful and prosperous week and life. We'll talk to you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.